Welcome to the ADHD and Alchemy podcast with your host, Paula Hurst. I'm here to be your guide as we talk about spiritual and holistic practices, mindset, meditation, and manifestation. This podcast is for conscious ADHD women, and I'm here to help you to rewire your thinking and block your limiting beliefs and become less scattered and more in control of how you show up and move forwards with intention. Now let's get into the episode. Welcome to the ADHD and Alchemy podcast. I'm your host, Paula Hurst, and in today's episode, we're diving into the transformative power of vision boards. So whether you are an aspiring entrepreneur, or maybe you're already a business owner, or you could simply be a woman with a vision of how you want your life to be, a vision board can be such a powerful tool for manifesting success. And in today's episode, I'm going to be talking about how to create one, how to use it, and why it is especially good for us ADHDers. This topic was actually inspired by my daughter. She went to a yoga session last night and she came back and she was telling me about the session. I love her yoga sessions. It's a teen group. They start with the first half an hour sitting in circle, and they each have a chance to talk about whatever's been bothering them. They can talk about periods, they can talk about boyfriends, they can talk about being bullied, whatever it is that is on their mind. It's a safe space for them to talk about it. And the woman teaches them about, you know, the power of the mind and that kind of thing as well. So yesterday in her session, they were talking about using good self-talk and using affirmations. And when the lady was telling them how to do this and asking them to write theirs down so that they can have it on the board, they got onto the subject of vision boards. And my daughter said she wanted to make one when she heard the story of mine. You know, we found mine when we moved, and I told her all about it and how I've manifested everything that was on it. She decided that she wanted to make hers, and she made hers, I think, last summer. And she had it up in her bedroom, and she was telling her yoga instructor that everything on the vision board has come true for her, apart from being the top of her class. But she said, only I'm not top of the class yet. And of course, her yoga instructor was impressed that she had used the word yet at the end of her statement rather than saying simply that she's not at the top of her class, because it means that she has the belief, right? Or she's working on the belief that she will become the top of her class. Then today she told me that she had a really nice math lesson because she got everything right. She said, so, you know, she feels like her the next part of her vision is coming through. Anyway, that was great because that, first of all, inspired me to make this episode, but also it gave a little stroke to, you know, the egoic part of me for teaching her so well. Right, let's just go behind the mic before we get into the episode. Last weekend, we didn't really do anything because we were supposed to have our last garden party of the season. And when I say of the season, I just mean that we're moving into summer. And the summer here in Dubai feels like you're living on the actual sun, right? So we just don't use the garden for probably 4 or 5 months. But in light of the recent floods we've had and the fact that hundreds, if not thousands, of people's homes have been underwater or are underwater, I don't mean the whole house, by the way. I just mean, like, you know, in feet of water. So many people have been rehomed, right? So many people have lost all of their belongings or most of their belongings. So many people, you know, are having to be relocated, and schools are shut. Like, my daughter's school is still shut. So I just thought it was a bit inappropriate to be having like a big massive party so soon after it happened, you know, in an area where people are still being sort of disturbed by this. So instead, we had a quiet weekend. But the other thing that's happening this week is the full moon. The full moon is coming up, and generally, I try to go a bit deeper with my inner work when it's the full moon. Like, I just spend a bit more time looking over the last month, looking at what I've manifested, what I want to intentionally release. I look at what is working well for me and what I want to give gratitude for, and I then spend some time setting my intentions for the month ahead. Now, if I'm totally honest, a lot of the time I do forget to do this at the time of the full moon because, well, ADHD. But I do mostly remember and do this exact ritual, if you like, at the end of the month because that's easy for me to remember. The end of the month is when we do the finances, right? We track things. That is generally when I'll also do a bit of deeper journaling. But this month, the full moon is close to the end of the month, right? And it's been on my mind because so many tech issues have been happening for me with trying to get this digital product online. So I knew the full moon was coming. So I will be using the energy of the moon for my manifestations. The moon is said to supercharge the manifestation energy. So if I can use it, then I'll use it. So as well as going deeper with my journaling, what I'll also usually do is go outside with my daughter. First of all, we usually smudge our crystals and then we'll put them on the balcony so that they can recharge in the moonlight. I used to cleanse the whole house, but I've been lazy and I haven't done that in a while. But since I've been decluttering because it's spring, I might actually do that this month. Anyway, that's all I have to say there about life behind the mic. There's not a great deal going on at the moment. So let's just get into the episode. So let's start by understanding what a vision board is and how it works. A vision board is like a visual representation of your goals, of your dreams, of your aspirations. It's like a big collage, really, and it can have words on it, it can have symbols that reflect things, it can have pictures, it can have photographs. And basically you create this board that you will have somewhere in your home usually. It can be in your office, your workspace. But by regularly looking at your vision board, you're sending powerful messages to your subconscious mind about what you want to manifest in your life. We actually think in pictures rather than letters and written words. We see images of what we hear. So seeing images on a vision board gives the mind a picture of what we want to bring forth into our life. So vision boards keep your vision alive. You see it so often that your conscious mind cannot forget where you're heading, which is really useful for us with our short-term working memory, right? We need to see things often. We need to have things repeated often in order to remember it. But it's also imprinting on the unconscious mind so that the subconscious believes it's actually real in your life. And when this happens, we manifest because we manifest from our subconscious beliefs. I created a vision board before we knew we were moving to Dubai. Dubai was always the goal. I was visualizing it ahead of being here. But I also created a vision board. In fact, I created a couple. I created one physical and one digital. You might have seen the picture of the street of villas I'd put on my digital board and the one of our actual street. It's on my Instagram. But I'll post a picture this week as I release this episode so that you can see that. The pictures, the street of villas, and the photo of my actual street are almost identical. But other things I put on my physical boards was a bathtub, healthy eating, yoga. I put a sofa on there. I put a picture of a villa, and that isn't what our current villa looks like. But maybe the next one will look like that. It doesn't have to look like it anyway. It's more about getting the feeling of what is in the picture, right? That's what you're connecting with, the feeling, so that you're creating the energy shifts in order to take you there. So you've got to be shifting your energy as well as taking action. And you shift your energy through embodying, and that is like basically being there, being in it, feeling into it, becoming. So by connecting with a vision board, that helps you to do that. I also had a picture that showed a loving relationship with my daughters, and I drew a picture of a piggy bank, and I wrote a number on it, and this was the amount I wanted to save. Now, everything on that vision board came through for me. So I have a lot of faith in vision boards and visualization because I've got experience of using both of them successfully. Not only that, I've also helped other people use vision boards successfully as well. One of the women who was in a membership I used to have came along to one of the vision boarding sessions we had, and the series of events that followed for her were incredible. She had on her vision board lots to do with travel because that is something she loved to do. And at the time, she wasn't particularly happy in her job. Now, I remember as I gave that vision board workshop, talking about connecting with the board, but also talking about following any signs that you might get that feel good to you, that are taking you towards whatever it is that is on that board, right? Towards your manifestation. And would you believe, not too long after, she was actually called by an ex-boss of hers, I believe, who was actually living in Spain, and she was looking for a housemate at the time. So this client of mine actually took the leap of faith. She actually said that she would take the room, and she moved out there. I remember her sending a picture from Spain of her sitting in a bar in Spain, just having a glass of wine, looking out at the view. She couldn't believe she was there. Now, she didn't stay there for a long time. It became more of like a long break because she actually got offered a job somewhere that she had been wanting to work for a long time. So she left and she went back to Ireland. It was Ireland she was in, and worked for that company. We were doing other manifestation work as well as this vision board, but it was the vision board that started this reaction, right? This series of events. And of course, you'll have heard the story of like Jim Carrey, who had written, I think he wrote something like $10 million on a check. He dated it 5 years into the future, and he carried it in his wallet and he visualized himself as having achieved that. And eventually his career skyrocketed and he earned that amount, right? He got the amount that he'd written on his check. So they do work. Vision boards do work. I've seen many celebrities use them. And I talk about celebrities because most people will know the people I'm talking about if I bring a celebrity into the mix. That is the only reason. It's not to say that these people are any better than you or I, because we are all just humans. We all have the ability to do the same kind of thing. We all have the ability to learn how to manifest, how to bring the things we want into our own reality. Okay, so let's get on to how you create your vision board. There are two main types of vision boards. That's physical and digital. Like I said before, I had both of them at one stage. Now, to create a physical vision board, what you do is pretty much start gathering magazines. You can gather magazines, newspapers, photos, anything that resonates with the goals you have, right? With what you're trying to manifest. You would then find something like a poster board or a cork board. When I do mine, I use frames because I like mine to look good on the wall, like or on my desk or wherever I'm putting it. I'll use a frame. Unless I'm putting it inside of my wardrobe. If I'm putting it inside my wardrobe, I'll either just, put my things on the wardrobe or stick them to something like a piece of card and then stick that inside my wardrobe. Whatever feels good for you, whatever suits your space, is what you would use. Then you, of course, just begin to get creative, right? Put the words and pictures on your board. Do it in a way that feels meaningful to you if you like, and you don't have to do this, but it can be good to really get into the, to feeling good before you do it, right? Have a nice space, put some music on, you might want to light a candle, just whatever you can do to feel good so that you're already beginning to connect with the things on the board. You're really getting into feeling what it would feel like to have the things or be the person with the thing that is on the board. Once you've done that, you'll then be putting it in a space, in a place where you'll see it every day. That could be your office, your bedroom, it could be, a creative space, it could be your car, like wherever you think, wherever you want to put it. But if you don't want to make a physical board, you can use a digital board, right? You can use apps. There are lots of apps. Personally, I've tried a few of them and I don't like them, but you may find ones that you like. For me, I would use Canva. Canva's the easiest. Like Canva is very easy to use. You can use templates on Canva. You can use templates off of Pinterest if you like. There are so many images you can find online that will really represent what you need it to. So you find the images, the quotes, the affirmations that resonate with you, and you simply arrange them on your digital board, right? It's simple as that. It's the same as I said before as well. You can create a nice space, get into the feeling of how it would feel to have the thing, and just get creative with it. Okay, so once you've done that, what you do need to do is connect with your vision board. Visualize yourself as having manifested what is on your board. Really get into it. You can do that daily. You can do that weekly. Go into that state even for, for 30 seconds up to 2 minutes. It doesn't have to be too long, but go into that state of feeling like you are there. When you're doing this, the more you do this, the more you are embodying. Okay, so I'm just going to take a quick break here to tell you about my Future Self Bundle. The Future Self Bundle is for manifesting success, and I created it because I wanted to make this journey easier for myself. And I want to share it with you. It's an audio bundle. It's going to allow you to tap in to create changes at a subconscious level. Can you imagine just pressing play and seeing your vision played out to you on a daily basis as my voice guides you? It's as simple as that. I've created guided hypnosis, visualizations, the journal prompts that will help you get the clarity around what it is you want to manifest. I've even included a clarity contemplation meditation to help you check in with your body so that you know that the thing is right for you. It's a bundle that is created to really help you to embody the person in your vision, to rewire outdated beliefs and help you reach the level of success or the success you wish simply by pressing play on the audio you need in that moment. There's even a morning affirmation audio that you can press play on and listen to on repeat as you take a shower, as you do your hair, as you drink your coffee, whatever you want. Okay, I feel like I've really covered all the bases with this. So if you're interested, head to my Instagram page, ADHD and Alchemy. Okay, so finally, let's talk about where you would put your vision board for maximum effects. Well, we have ADHD, so it's got to be somewhere we can see it often, or else we're just going to forget about it. The thing to remember here is manifestation isn't magic, right? We do need to work at shifting our energy. We need to work at shifting our beliefs and also taking action. So if it is somewhere we see it on a regular basis, we are always remembering what it is we're going for. We're always remembering what our goal is. And that will help move us in the direction of it. Just by seeing it, you're remembering, every single day what it is you are moving towards, what it is you are going for. I often have to remind myself of what I'm aiming for because if not, I literally forget my own goals. So I always have them written on my whiteboard and I have a digital vision board. I do need to and want to make a physical one, and perhaps we'll all do that together. But your vision board should be placed in a location where you'll see it throughout the day, at least once a day. Okay, so put it near your in your workspace, on your bedroom wall. You could put it in your kitchen. And I've said this before, but you can put it on the inside of your wardrobe door, right? If you don't want everyone to see it, place it somewhere you will see it, but not everyone else. It can be a screensaver on your phone. Maybe don't put it on the inside of one of your many notebooks or journals, unless you're one of the people who never ever loses it. And if that is you, then what are you even doing here? No, I joke. I know we're all similar, but we're not all the same. We don't all lose things all of the time. I do, but some people don't. But actually, that reminds me, do you know what I lost recently? I lost my second Apple Watch. I've only had it a few months, well, since just before Christmas, but I lost it. Well, I thought I'd lost it. I actually left it in the UK when we went last month. But anyway, I digress. Let's get back to the vision board. Right, choose a place where it feels good for you, where it feels right for you. Connect with it on a daily basis. Therefore, you are then connecting with your vision on a daily basis. So that's all for this week. I'll see you around on Instagram. And please remember, if you enjoyed this podcast, please give it a rating because those ratings really do help this podcast to be found. Thank you. See you next week. Thanks for listening to this episode of ADHD and Alchemy. I'd love to hear from you. You can reach out to me on Instagram at ADHD and Alchemy. And one last thing, can I ask you to rate this podcast and or share it on your stories so that other women just like you can benefit from this podcast? Thanks so much, and I'll see you on Instagram and in my next episode.